This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Jerusalem Day. What is Jerusalem Day? What does it mean? I welcome Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And we're very pleased to be joined by Ambassador Dori Gold, who is the president of the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs after many years of public service for Israel. And Dori is going to introduce us to the meaning of Jerusalem Day, which recently was in the news because of a threat or a presumed threat from bad actors in Gaza and in the West Bank. Dori, greetings to you. What is Jerusalem Day? How should we celebrate it? Good evening.
Good evening. Jerusalem Day is the day which we commemorate the liberation of Jerusalem by the Israeli army in 1967.
Because of that celebration, we need to review the events of 1967. I have walked the walls and looked at the bullet marks. This was no easy task. And the celebration today, it's about that victory, but also about what else, Dori? What is, as people celebrate, as they parade, what are they remembering?
I think they're remembering that Jerusalem was almost lost. And they're remembering that it was recovered. You know, I'll tell you this. I was Israel's ambassador to the United Nations in the year 1999. And I had to decide, you know, you're supposed to speak about Jerusalem Day at the UN. And I had to get instructions from my foreign minister, who at the time was Ariel Sharon. Sharon came from that generation, the generation of 1948. They were very special people. And he had historical memory engraved in his mind. And he gave me instructions because I said, well, what should I say? And he said, Dori, get a copy of David Ben-Gurion's speech in December of 1949, after we won the first Arab-Israeli war, his speech in the Knesset. And it was in that speech that Ben-Gurion declared to the world that Israel was transferring its capital from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. So I studied the speech. It was an extraordinary speech to go over. You know the famous sentence that appears in the Book of Psalms, the sentence that reads thinking in Hebrew and I have to translate back into English. The Jewish people sat down by the waters of Babylon and recalled their days by the walls of Jerusalem. And so there's an enormous historical memory associated with Jerusalem Day. And I think that's what very much affects the people of Israel, and even to this day.
Malcolm?
Well, doesn't it have special importance at a time when, I guess ever since 1967, the world wants to take Israel, Jerusalem away from Israel? They keep talking about two capitals. They're not celebrating the fact that 1967 saw the reunification of the city into one living, vibrant whole. And in fact, there were polls now done of Palestinians asking if they wanted to prefer to live under Israeli sovereignty or Palestinian Authority sovereignty. And maybe you could tell the results about why they overwhelmingly wanted to stay with Israel and even talked about moving if they would have to go under the PA's authority.
That's absolutely true, Malcolm. I'm glad you mentioned that. I think the Palestinians in Jerusalem are happy to be under Israeli rule. And that creates for us a special responsibility to make sure that Israeli rule is fair and just for all of Jerusalem's residents. And I can say this, there has been a strong effort to do precisely that.
Right now, Dory, the story is that there has been turmoil and threat these last months. It did not come to the Gaza conflict of 2021 and a rain of rockets thrown at the people of Israel. Is the danger past for the moment because we've gone through several holidays and several commemorations, or is it rising again? What is your measure?
My focus is on the fact that the state of Israel and all the main political parties in Israel are seeking to make Jerusalem a peaceful city for all the great faiths, all the great religions. That was put into our laws in 1967 when we reunited Jerusalem, and that is the approach taken by all Israeli governments since then. Unfortunately, our opponent, which now is Palestinian Hamas, doesn't see it that way. They call for attacking Jerusalem, which is what they do with rockets, which they have done with rockets. And they call for tearing Jerusalem out of the hands of Israel. We have to win this struggle. And I'm sure the people of Israel will give the government the backing to do that.
Malcolm?
Can I ask you, Dory, the significance of Israel's reaction in the light of the threats that came from Hamas? I know the brother of Sinwar and Sinwar himself, the leaders of Hamas, made repeated threats. They tried to incite the population in the West Bank and even in East Jerusalem to rise up with in terror activities and in violence. And yet Israel held its course, did it responsibly, directed the march in a way that would not be confrontational. And is this a message for the future about how you have to do it? And secondly, the fact that very small number of people actually engaged in any violence tells us where the bulk of the Palestinian population wants to be.
I think that's right. I think what you had was a surprising degree of quiet, a surprising degree of desire by Palestinians in Jerusalem to live with their Jewish neighbors. But it has been the effort of Hamas to rile people up. I'll give you an example. If you pay attention to the rhetoric of Palestinian radio and television at the time of Jerusalem Day, they talk about a myth that the Jews and the Israelis in particular want to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. That's the mosque in the southern part of the Temple Mount, and replace it with a rebuilt temple. Now, this kind of rhetoric just, you know, makes people's blood boil on the Arab side. I've been to the Gulf, to these countries with whom we now have diplomatic relations. They feel relieved when I tell them this whole story is a lie, but they are pressured by the rumors that the Hamas organization spread about Israeli plans to attack the mosque. It's just untrue, and we have to, part of modern warfare today is exposing not just fake news, fake history, and that is what we do.
Dory Gold, president of the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, many important posts in Israeli governments over the years, speaking now of Jerusalem Day in 2022, Malcolm Honlein Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.